everybody. Welcome back to the WSUM Sports Stream here live from Camp Randall. Special presentation of Wisconsin Badgers football. Carter Thompson and Noah Clark on the call. So Wisconsin driving now, second and five from the 23-yard line. Hornibrook under center, hands it up the middle to Jonathan Taylor, and he's able to get himself up to about the 22, 21-yard line, but we have a flag on the play, so we'll see what that call is. That's coming from the back sideline, Judge. So we'll wait the call here.
Minnesota's pointing in the other direction. It's a hold.
They're going to call a holding on Wisconsin. Looks like that's on the center. Tyler Biotish gets the holding call, so that's a 10-yard penalty. That'll back Wisconsin up to about the 33-yard line. So now it'll be second and 15 for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Those holding calls are crucial. I mean,
they're killer. Wisconsin, this might push them out of field goal range at this point, too.
Once again, you know, kick them out of field goal range.
So they'll try to gain some of them yards back. Alex Hornibrook, he'll line up in the shotgun. He's got Groshek now in there to his left. He's got three receivers to his right, one to his left. Jake Ferguson in the slot. Hornibrook takes the snap. He's looking left. He's going to throw to Danny Davis, and he's able to complete that one up to about the 26-yard line. So he gets about seven of those yards back. Make it more reasonable than a third and very long to about a third and medium long, a third and eight now for Wisconsin.
And it looked like Danny Davis slipped right there. He slipped on the turf, and he had a step, I think, on his defender, and he was very disappointed by that after that catch.
Looking for a little run after the catch there, unable to do so. So it'll be third and eight, Wisconsin at the 26-yard line. Hornibrook in the shotgun. He's got Groshek to his left. Danny Davis split lone to the left as well. Three receivers to his right. Hornibrook takes the snap. He's looking right, coming back left, and looking in the middle, and it's picked off. Minnesota with the interception up to about the 25-30. Running with it a little bit, and he gets up to the 40-yard line. And that's number 16, the sophomore, Coney Durr, jumps in front of Jake Ferguson and intercepted. Alex Hornibrook didn't see Coney Durr in the middle there at all.
He did not, and there was like two other defenders around Ferguson. There was a safety and a linebacker covering Jake Ferguson, and he just didn't, he just didn't see the read from the cornerback, number 16.
That's Coney
Durr. Number 16, Coney Durr on that play, and that's right there, you know, a situation where we've seen before from Alex Hornibrook. He makes those mistakes, and that kills your team. And right there, it kills him because that was a drive that was looking very productive for the Badgers.
So now Tanner Morgan back in the shotgun. He's got Ibrahim to his left, one receiver on each side, a tight end to his right as well. Fakes the handoff to Ibrahim. He's looking left. He's going to go deep. He's got Tyler Johnson open. He's up to the 35, pushed out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. So a 27-yard pass play, maybe 28 for Minnesota after the interception there. Now Minnesota is knocking on the door of Wisconsin's red zone once again.
Here you go, and great throw from Tanner Morgan to Tyler Johnson. Rashad Wildgoose just got beat. He was running an out, and he did a very good move there on the cut as he was making, and he got wide open right there on Wildgoose for a good gain.
So Tanner Morgan in the shotgun. He's got Ibrahim to his right. Three receivers split right. Tyler Johnson in the slot. Morgan now waits for the snap, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking right. Goes up the middle now. He's going to keep it himself. Able to get himself up to about the 25-yard line. Looks like that's where they'll mark him down. So a gain of six there. So it'll be second and four from the 25-yard line. Minnesota knocking on the door of Wisconsin's red zone. Tyler Johnson having a pretty big day already. Three receptions for 63 yards. Like we said, this is the guy that Wisconsin's got to watch out for as he comes out this play, of course.
And the matchup, too, with him and Rashad Wildgoose, it looks like he'll be covering all day. So far, Johnson's been winning that battle.
So Morgan now in the shotgun. Ibrahim to his right. Hands it off to Ibrahim this time. And this time he stopped behind the line of scrimmage. It looks like Andrew Van Ginkle in there on the stop. And Dakota Dixon came and cleaned it up. So it'll be third down. Looks like they'll mark him at third and six for the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Here you go. This is a big third down for the Badgers. They need to get this stop and get him off the field here. Because
force him into another field goal.
Yeah, if you force him into another field goal, I would consider this a win for their defense because
right.
They can't give up a touchdown, especially at this point of the game, 6:18 left to go in the first half. You've got to get a stop here on a third and six, and hopefully they will.
So Morgan now alone in the shotgun. He's got four receivers to his right, one to his left. That's number 13, Rashad Bateman, alone on the left side. Pressure up the middle from Wisconsin, able to escape. He's running. He's able to get up to about the 21-yard line. Let's see where they mark him. 21-yard line was the first down to gain. And it looks like they're going to mark him at the 22.
He's short.
So it'll be fourth down and one. But they're staying out there, and it looks like Minnesota is going to go for this one.
PJ Fleck's going to row the boat here. He's going to go with all of his cards. right here and try and go for it. Great tackle by T.J. Edwards right there to get Morgan short of the first down. And now if you're Jim Leonard, you got to hope that your defense makes a stand here on this drive.
Zach Bond with the pressure up the middle, unable to convert. It looks like Minnesota here is going to take a timeout as the clock is winding down. Under 5 seconds on the play clock, Minnesota is going to take a timeout, think this one over. Fourth down and one from the 22-yard line. Got to get to the 21 for a first down. So they'll call a timeout. So it'll be a 30-second timeout. But it looks like they're also bringing the special teams out there. So we'll see what Minnesota does coming out of the timeout. What do you think of Wisconsin's defensive effort here coming off of the turnover on the offensive side?
I think that they needed to be – they think they need to get better at that at situation. I mean, that Tanner Morgan throw to Tyler Johnson is what really capped it off.
Right.
As a now a drive where your pressure is on your team. And now you look, you're with the fourth down. I would expect them maybe to kick the field goal here. I think they might go for it in this situation. I expect maybe a quarterback sneak here and just pick up the first down. But, yeah, Badger defense, I think, needs to turn it on here, and they need to get some momentum back to their offense.
So let's go back to that turnover from Alex Hornibrook. It looked like Jake Ferguson in front of, you mentioned it, two defenders, but the defenders were behind Ferguson, so that's why it looks like Hornibrook lobbed it in there, but he didn't see Coney Durr anywhere in front of him, and Coney Durr able to make a spectacular interception, get them up to the 40-yard line there.
Yeah, and once again, we've seen it from Alex Hornibrook. Some of these throws that he makes, he just doesn't look. You know, he doesn't look, he doesn't think with the ball. He just makes that read, and that read right there was a bad read. There was three guys around Ferguson. They needed to make something happen, and they didn't.
Yeah, so it looks like Hornibrook, he missed one of those three guys, and of course the one that he missed he didn't see, was able to come away with the interception. Taking a look, Hornibrook, he's 7 of 10 for 64 yards with that interception. Jonathan Taylor now with 11 rushes for 48 yards, so he's been pretty bottled up here in this first half so far. I mean, he's only averaging 4 yards a carry on the season. He's usually averaging over 7 yards a carry, so Minnesota's defense really containing Jonathan Taylor here early on in this first half.
Yeah, and Jonathan Taylor, we've seen in some situations, we've seen him not really get going against defenses like this, but then you start to see later on, as the game picks up, he starts to get stronger and stronger as the game goes on. Expect him to be really key in this fourth quarter for
coming
the
off of a career high 321 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. That includes
the game,
winner. But here we come back out of the timeout. Minnesota
and Green,
looks like they're going to go for it.
Green
and going.
Is in there too.
Seth Green, the wide receiver tight end combo in the Wildcat formation. No Tanner Morgan on the field. So let's see what they do here. Ibrahim in the backfield as well with Seth Green. He's in the shotgun. Wait for the snap. Motion. He's going to keep it himself up the middle, and he's got that first down. He's up past the 20.
Uh-oh.
We got some controversy here. We got two players going at it, Wisconsin
it's Van
and
Ginkle
Minnesota.
In there. It's Van Ginkle in that pile.
And it looked like Zach Bond as well. No, it was Zach Bond. Zach Bond in the middle of it, along with number 73, the left tackle, Donnell Green. But Minnesota gets that first down on fourth down and one. So now they'll continue their drive. Under 5 minutes remaining here in this first half. Tanner Morgan back in the game. He's got Ibrahim to his right. Two receivers right, one split to the left. He's got Johnson alone in the left side as well. And he hands it off to Ibrahim this time, but he stopped at the line of scrimmage. Looked like T.J. Edwards in on the stop as well for the Badgers. Jack Sanborn, the freshman inside linebacker, in there for the Badgers as well.
And they need some push from that group defensively. They need to get some kind of pushback on that offensive line. This defensive line, really young and really inexperienced too. So that youth and experience doesn't help against some of these teams that have big and strong offensive
line. Right, like
line.
We mentioned, Songapolu out for the rest of the season, so they're going with some youth on the defensive front. So Morgan in the shotgun now. He's got Ibrahim to his right. He motioned from left to right. Two receivers right, one split left. He hands it off to Ibrahim up the middle, up to the left side. Able to break through a little bit, get himself to the 10-yard line, where he's close to another first down. Looks like they'll mark him just short, so it'll be 3rd and 2. Mark him at the 11-yard line here for the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Yeah, and you look at it again here, Wisconsin's defense trying to make something happen, and here you go.
Minnesota going with Wildcat. Going with Wildcat once again. They're going to split Tanner Morgan out wide right. Seth Green in the Wildcat with Ibrahim to his right. We'll see what they go with here. Third and two. Green takes the snap. Fakes the handoff to Ibrahim. He goes up the middle himself. Looks like he's going to be able to get that first down. He had to get to the nine. Looks like he was able to. So first and goal for the Golden Gophers.
And here we go again. I mean, they made it. It looks like it's short here. They're going to call it a fourth down. They made it short. So here's another fourth down. It looks like P.J. Fleck's going to keep his offense back out there for another go. And Wisconsin definitely needs a stop here because if they don't get this stop, I think Minnesota's going to go right on in and score.
Right. They might not be able to get the ball back in this first half.
And now P.J. Fleck uses another timeout. And he's not too happy about that either.
Looks like they're going to go to the replay as well. P.J. Fleck might be challenging the ruling on the field of where the spot of the ball is. So we'll see if he challenges if Minnesota got that first down. Taking a look at the replay, we'll see if we get a replay here. But either way, right now it's fourth down and one. Wisconsin can really change the momentum as the momentum has swung to the Gophers after that Hornibrook turnover. Able to drive it 50 yards so far down the field into the Badgers' red zone at about the 10-yard line right now. If it stays fourth down, and if Wisconsin can maintain and get a stop, that could be a huge swing. They could try and come down with about 2.5 minutes left and get some points left in this first half.
Yeah, and that would be huge for the Badgers. But the other thing is, too, is I think as we get closer to that two-minute drive, I think you're going to see a lot more Alex Hornibrook. And that's a risky decision because after throwing that pick, do you really want to go back in the situation to Alex Hornibrook with under 2 minutes left? I think that's a risk. But the other thing is, too, Jonathan Taylor hasn't been playing really well either. So you've got to think of what you're going to do in this situation.
You can see Hornibrook. He does pretty well in the two-minute drive. We've seen it a couple times. Once this season, I'd say, against Iowa, a couple times last season when they had that really incredible season. But we'll have to see. You got to get his confidence back, especially after that interception where he didn't see Coney Dirt underneath. But we'll have to see. A challenge flag thrown by Minnesota. Referee still looking at the replay here to see if Minnesota got that first down. If they didn't, then what do you think P.J. Fleck does? You think he still goes in and try to get this touchdown, or you think he'll settle for a field goal at this point?
I think he settles with a touchdown. He goes in and gets it because then he extends that lead from 3-10. And you know, I look, Wisconsin, they get the ball to start in the second half, so if they don't get the points, and if Wisconsin gets it back, and if they don't get it, they get the ball back to start, and you only have a six-point lead at that point.
Right. So it could be either a two-possession game at that point with Wisconsin not having much time left on the clock if Minnesota decides to go for it. So we're going to get a remeasure here. They move the ball up a little bit and looks closer to a first down this time. Referees, here
looks
we go.
Looks like he got it.
Referee still can't make it, and he says short. An index card short, basically, at this point.
It looked like he got it, but it looked like it was going to be a first down, but no.
So they moved the ball forward a little bit, too, at that point. Still wasn't enough for a first down. So fourth down and one for P.J. Fleck and the Gophers. And it looks like he was going to send his Wildcat offense out there once again.
I think he is. I think he still is. He's just waiting.
Waiting to see if he calls another timeout or if he wants to talk to the referee once again. Minnesota huddling up right now. Still got some coaches on the field. Referee gave the go-ahead. Play clock hasn't started yet. Now the game clock has started, but the play clock hasn't started. So a lot of confusion going on right now. And now the play clock finally gets started. Minnesota still huddling up at this point. Maybe we'll see if they burn another timeout here.
I would be shocked if they burned another timeout and they had zero left. I think P.J. Fleck would be going ballistic, and it looks like he will again here.
He's going to burn a timeout, as Minnesota still isn't sure what they want to do at this point. So that's their final timeout right there.
Wow, I'm just shocked that P.J. Fleck would burn through all three of his timeouts. And especially, I think, if you use that last timeout, if they get another chance with the ball, I think you would have that in your pocket, but now he doesn't. So that's huge for
Minnesota. Do you think he let the clock wind down maybe, and then if they can get this first down, less time for the Badgers if the Badgers are able to get this ball back? Do you think That's why he let the clock wind down, called his last timeout at that point.
You know, I definitely think that's what he did, because it's 2:09 now. If Minnesota, if they decide they're going to go for it here and they get the first down, it chews off more time for them.
Right.
You know.
And then if they get that first down, they can run the ball a few more times, try and let the clock wind down. But then they got to hurry. If they get to third and goal and they do a run, the Badgers can lay down and try and eat up some of that clock on the offensive side. Because Minnesota doesn't have any timeouts remaining left in this first half as they lead 3-0. Because it looks like they're going to go for it here on 4th-and-1 once again.
And the other thing is, too, with the play clock as well, you don't have that luxury of having a timeout.
Right, so usually
in,
college you have the opportunity for the clock to stop if you get a first down.
Exactly.
But now you're on first and goal. So, I mean, you either got to score or the clock's just not going to stop at this point. So here they go. Minnesota comes back out. They go with the Wildcat. Seth Green, the wide receiver tight end combo. He's at quarterback. Tanner Morgan split wide right. He's got Ibrahim in the backfield with him. And we'll see what they do here. They put 2:25 back on the clock.
Wow.
He hands it off to Ibrahim. And Ibrahim finds a wide open lane on the left side for the touchdown. And Minnesota leads now 9-0 over the Wisconsin Badgers.
And I even saw that one coming. Ibrahim, it was a really quick play, but it was a really easy call. Ibrahim just took the edge, and he got the score easy as pie, and great start for the Gophers, and we've seen this before from the Badgers on fourth downs. They've struggled, and Minnesota's 110th there in the Big Ten, overall in the nation in terms of fourth down, and right there, that's a huge fourth down score for this Gopher team.
I mean, they go with Wildcat. In the past three times that they went in Wildcat, they had Seth Green, the sophomore wide receiver, tight end, keep it. This time they do the option, and he hands it off to Ibrahim, and Ibrahim had a wide open lane on the left side to the touchdown. And the field in the extra point attempt is good for Minnesota. So now Minnesota leads 10-0, just under 2.5 minutes remaining here in this first half. Wisconsin's got to try and put up some kind of points before this first half ends.
Yeah, and now you're kind of relying on Alex Hornibrook in this situation with under 2 minutes left to go.
One nice thing, too, though, Wisconsin does have all three timeouts that they can use, and they start with the ball in the second half, so this game is still, of course, within reach, only 10 points. But the offense has been able to move the ball, but they haven't been able to convert once they get down into Minnesota territory.
And if you're Paul Chryst, you definitely want to convert here on this drive. Got to get some points, because right now, so far, they haven't been able to get much going on that defensive side. They've been struggling. And another opportunity for Minnesota, if they don't get anything going offensively, yeah, that'd be huge.
So Minnesota leads 10-0 here at Camp Randall. It'll be Emmett Carpenter, the senior, to kick off to Aaron Cruikshank. And Cruikshank will let this one bounce in the end zone. So Wisconsin will start at their own 25-yard line.
And here you go.
Possibly the last drive of this first half.
And here you go. I mean, you know, this is a situation now for Wisconsin. You've got a minute. You got 2 minutes left. This is where I could see Paul Chryst maybe dial up something different here.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I truly think he could dial up something different and really change up his game plan, because Alex Hornibrook right now has not been playing at the top of his game, and now you look.
So we'll see here as Hornibrook in the shotgun. He's got Taylor in the backfield this time. Two receivers to his right. Low snap, able to pick it up, hand it off to Taylor. Taylor running, gets past the 30. Up to the 31-yard line, so nice recovery there by Hornibrook. A little sweep outside for Jonathan Taylor, so Taylor out there with Hornibrook in the shotgun. Going no huddle now for the Badgers as Hornibrook goes back to the shotgun. Taylor to his right, two receivers to his left, takes the snap, hands it off to Taylor again, this time sweep to the right side. Finds a little bit of a hole, gets up to the 40.
Oh, no.
And it looks like we're going to have a flag there. Might be a holding call the Badgers.
I think it was on number 71, Van Lanen, who made that hold on number 6, the defensive back, Chryst Williamson.
So it was a hold on the Badgers. 1 minute, 55 seconds remaining in this first half, and the Badgers are going backwards now 10 yards. So that'll make it 2nd-and-14 off of a nice first play. Able to gain some yards on that second one, but I guess the holding really helps on that for the Badgers there in that sense. So it'll be 2nd-and-14 from the Badgers' 21-yard line. Hornibrook, he's in the shotgun. He looks like Groshek out there now. Two receivers on each side. Ferguson in the slot on the right. Hornibrook takes the snap. He's looking right. Comes back left. Finds Kendrick Pryor, who does a little bit of a loop around. Gets himself up to about the 26-yard line. Clock ticking now for the Badgers.
And that was a bad move by Kendrick Pryor. He had if he just leans forward. He has a little bit of yards, but instead of him leaning forward, he cuts back, and he got nothing out of that. So that's a huge,
so
huge
now,
play.
Right, so now third and eight. Hornibrook in the shotgun with Groshek back there. Takes the snap, looks right, finds A.J. Taylor, who just drops it. A.J. Taylor looks away from the ball and just drops it there. He had the first down. He had more yards, and he had out of bounds in front of him. And A.J. Taylor drops it there, so Wisconsin, with a minute and 22 seconds remaining, is going to have to punt. He took his eyes off the ball at that point, and Wisconsin drive ends right there. So Connor Allen comes out to punt for Wisconsin. It'll be number 82, Demetrius Douglas, on the return for Minnesota. Allen takes the snap. Punt is high. Nice punt there by the Badgers. Caught at about the 31. Douglas up the middle. Breaks a couple tackles, and he's got a wide-open lane. Just got the punter to beat. He's up to the 30, 25, 20, 15, and it looks like Douglas is going to score on the punt return by Minnesota. No flags on the field, and Minnesota now leads 16-0 over the Wisconsin Badgers here in this first half.
Unbelievable. I mean, this is rarely what we've seen from the Badgers, have them break into this kind of game. A great return by the Gophers right there. He just broke those first two tackles of Van Ginkle, and then he broke the second one, I think it was, of Edwards, and then he was off to the races.
Connor Allen chasing him from behind and just up the middle, up to the right side then. And now Minnesota leads 16-0, no flags on the play or anything. And here we go. It'll be Emmett Carpenter for the extra point to put them up by three scores.
I mean,
and the kick is away.
This is shocking.
And it is good as Minnesota leads the Badgers 17-0 here with 1 minute remaining in the first half. We were talking about it before the Badgers' last drive, how they could try and come down and get some points. They start with the ball in the second half. And look at this, just an immediate turn of events as Minnesota now leads by three scores.
Yeah, and if you're Paul Christ, you're gonna be pretty livid going into the locker room, and probably there's going to be yelling and maybe some expletives in there, but he's not too happy about this situation right now.
69-yard punt return by the redshirt freshman, Demetrius Douglas, and Minnesota now will kick off to the Badgers once again. Still a minute remaining. They got three timeouts. If they can get some passes down the field, they have an opportunity to try and get in Gaglione's field goal range. But, man, that's heart-wrenching right there for the Badgers on special teams.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, it's one of those situations where everything that could go wrong has gone wrong for the Badgers, and everything that's gone right for the Gophers has gone right for Minnesota. And if you're Paul Christ, I mean, you're down 17-0. You're not out of it yet, but a score here I think can really turn the tide because you get the ball back in the second half. So
right.
A field goal would be possible in this situation.
Carpenter now, the kick is away, kicking to Cruikshank. Looks like this one's returnable for him, and he gets it at the goal line. Gets up past the 15, up past the 20, finds a little bit of a hole, and it looks like he gets up to about the 24-yard line where Wisconsin will start this drive. Exactly 1 minute remaining here in the first half.
Yeah, and Wisconsin has all three of their timeouts. I look at Alex Hornibrook, they've got to start moving this ball. And that A.J. Taylor drop was huge because he had a first down right in front of him.
And he had some more to go, too.
Yeah, and he had a lot more to go in front of him. And you look at that drop right there, that's huge for this Badger team. And now they've got to come back out down 17 and try and make something happen.
So Hornibrook in the shotgun, three receivers to each side. He hands it off, though, to Taylor. He gets up past the 30, up past the 35. So a nice 16-yard gain.
And he got the first down, too, which means the clock
down,
stops.
Clock stops. Badgers able to reset. Clock starts once the referees get the chain set, so Wisconsin able to save some time. Clock rolling now. Hornibrook in the shotgun. He's got Groshek now, three receivers to his right. He throws to his left. Danny Davis up past the 50, so another first down.
Oh, no,
fumbled. But it looks like it was recovered by Wisconsin. Danny Davis fumbled the ball there. Jake Ferguson, heads-up play, able to dive on top of that one. So Wisconsin has the ball, another first down, and Wisconsin will take a timeout here. Not sure if Danny Davis was down looking at the replay, but Jake Ferguson was able to jump on top of that one, so there's no question there. It's still Wisconsin ball. Take a look at the replay here with Danny Davis. Looked like
his knee
was down at that one. We'll see if they put a little bit of a time back up on the clock.
I mean, but that was close, too, because they were right by the first, it's right on the first down marker where that happened. So it's lucky that they gave him that first down right there.
Right. So Wisconsin takes their first time out, driving down the field, 38 seconds left, two timeouts, and they're at the 50-yard line, so they still got a chance. Gaglione's long, I believe, is around 50 yards. So if they get around the 35-yard line, probably around the 32 is where they need to get inside Gaglione's range. Of course, you'd like to get closer to make it much easier for the senior here. He's already missed one field goal inside of 35 yards. So now Hornibrook, he's in the shotgun. He's got Groshek to his left, three receivers to his right. He takes the snap. He's looking right down the middle. He's got Ferguson with the catch and a big hit, but he's up past the 40, gets up to the 39-yard line. So that's another first down for the Badgers. Clock stops, and the Badgers able to keep moving the ball here. Hornibrook, nicely done. Two-minute drive, so Hornibrook back in the shotgun. Three receivers, same setup to his right. Throws it this time, Danny Davis. He's able to get out of bounds. So 23 seconds left, and Wisconsin still has their two timeouts.
And a great job by Alex Hornibrook. Just two quick throws and two quick reads, and that's what you want to see from the Badgers right there to get Alex Hornibrook comfortable in this game. Short passes, quick reads. Don't give him much to work with. Just give him a short pass and a basic pass. And like that play to Danny Davis. That was
right.
Perfect. And even better from Danny Davis, he was able to get out of bounds.
So second and three now, 23 seconds remaining. Hornibrook doing a nice job leading this two-minute drive up to the 33, so right around Gaglione's range. Hornibrook takes the snap up the middle, able to find Ferguson down to
what
about the 22-yard line. Nice catch. Clock stops once again for another first down.
They could burn a timeout here, and they will.
And it looks like they will.
They can burn a timeout because I think they might go for the end zone here.
And that would be a nice turn of momentum there for
that
the Badgers.
That would be huge. That would be very, very huge.
After that huge punt return by Demetrius Douglas and the Minnesota Gophers. So Wisconsin takes a timeout. Probably weren't going to be able to get up to the line before the clock started, so they saved some time there by doing that. 17 seconds left remaining. So they're at the 22 from here. It's about a 37, 38-yard field goal for Gaglione. Well in his range, but it looks like Christ might be wanting to go for the end zone here at this point as they're down by three scores.
Yeah, and Alex Hornibrook's really moving it well in this situation. You definitely think if you want to get it down here, dance with the one that brought you. And Alex Hornibrook right now, he's got the hot hand. Hopefully he can keep delivering in this situation.
Yeah, nice drive so far. He's been finding guys down the middle, making sure they're for first downs to get that clock to stop. So we'll see how they do here with 17 seconds remaining in the first half. So it'll be Hornibrook in the shotgun. Three receivers to his right. He's got Groshek in the backfield with him to his left. Danny Davis split alone to the left side as well. Hornibrook takes the snap. He's looking right. Comes back left. He's got a lot of room. Going for the middle.
Oh,
broken up in the middle there to Jake Ferguson. But that was a little bit early.
Wow. I'm surprised there's no flag. Ferguson, he got hit really early by the
defender.
That's number
two, Jacob
Huff.
Jacob Huff, early contact. No flag called.
That was a very early hit. I'm surprised that's not pass interference right there.
So we'll see. So there's no flag. Wisconsin's going to move on. Same formation. Davis split wide left. Groshek in the backfield with Hornibrook. Three receivers to his right. 12 seconds remaining, second and 10. Hornibrook takes the snap. Hands it off to Groshek up the middle. Gets up past the 20, up past the 15, up past the 10. And he's inside the 10-yard line. 5-6 seconds remaining.
I'd burn another timeout.
Wisconsin burns a timeout. 6 seconds. And they're going to mark him down at the 7-yard line.
So
6 seconds remaining.
Yeah.
Is that enough time for one shot in the end
zone? That's what I was just about to ask. Do you go for it in this situation? Because you're right at the goal line. I think they have time for maybe one quick pass.
It's got to be quick. You got to have your quickest receiver get into the end zone and Hornibrook get it to him immediately. And then you got to hope it's either a catch or it gets to the ground immediately. So then you still have time for a field goal try if you don't convert on the touchdown.
And the other thing is, too, I mean, you're in a good spot for 6 points, which would be huge if they get this here. But the other thing is, too, is Alex Hornibrook cannot take a sack
right in
this situation. If he takes a sack, that's pretty much the first half there for you.
If he's holding on to it long enough for him to get sacked, it might be too late at that point.
Yeah.
So he's got to get rid of this quick, and it looks like they're going to go for it here. The offense is back on the field.
I'd look for Ferguson. I'd look for Ferguson in this situation. If not, I'd also look for Danny Davis. He's already shown in this game that he can be a big play receiver.
So Hornibrook in the shotgun with Groshek. It's a quick snap. Gets it into the end zone. He's got Ferguson
for
a touchdown. And Wisconsin's able to score. 1 second left on the clock.
Wow.
And a big-time play. You called it, Noah. Alex Hornibrook to Jake Ferguson. And, man, did he get up for that touchdown catch. Wisconsin able to put some points up on the board here. Nice catch by Jake Ferguson. Unbelievable. And Wisconsin now has 6 points. Minnesota still leading 17-6. 1 second left on the clock. That was exactly what we needed right there.
And how about that execution? A great drive by the Badger offense by Alex Hornibrook. They just went quick with the passes. And that's what we've been waiting for from this Badger offense to get going. Just run quick passes and get this group going. And then on top of that, Jake Ferguson delivering with a big touchdown grab. And he went up and got that.
Unbelievable.
Former basketball player right there going up and making that grab.
And Gaglione able to add on the extra point. So Minnesota leading 17-7. Wisconsin gets the ball to start the second half. And it looks like they got a little bit more life here after that first half by Minnesota. Minnesota played a really nice first 20 minutes of this game. Wisconsin with a really nice two-minute drive. Actually, almost a one-minute drive for the Badgers there at the end.
And it was so quick. It was so quick and efficient. I mean, my goodness. I mean, the
eight plays, 76 yards in 59
wow.
seconds. So an incredible drive by the Badgers there to get points on the board. Not just a field goal, too. They came all the way down the field for the touchdown there, an incredible 7-yard touchdown reception by Jake Ferguson. So Wisconsin now, they'll still have to kick off with 1 second remaining, and we expect one of them squib kicks to get the clock running. Wisconsin still got a cover here. We saw on the last one. Minnesota with a huge special teams play. So, I mean, Wisconsin still got to play disciplined and make sure this ball doesn't get into the end zone for Minnesota.
Yeah. I think, too, that the big part about that touchdown to Jake Ferguson is you got a positive momentum going into the second half.
Right.
I mean, they get the ball to start. If they go right back out and have the same drive that they had, you know, just quick, get the ball out, just get it to our playmakers and get a score, I think definitely that really could help the Badgers in momentum in this second half.
So it'll be Zach Hintz kicking off for Wisconsin. The deep return man is the same guy that returned it for a touchdown on the punt return, Demetrius Douglas. So we'll see what the Badgers do here. 1 second remaining. So Hintz does a little squib kick, touched by Minnesota, and just fallen on by the Gophers. And that'll do it here from the first half. Minnesota leading at Camp Randall, 17-7, as both teams battle for that coveted Axe Trophy. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be the halftime show here on the WSUM Sports Stream. So stick with us. The Minnesota Gophers leading the Wisconsin Badgers 17-7. And we'll be back here on the WSUM Sports Stream.